The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting that in this country, gay men still have the highest risk of becoming infected with HIV. But there's no one definition of gay among men who have sex with men. And researchers meeting this week in Atlanta are discussing the best ways to educate these men about their risk of getting HIV. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
A great deal has been written about African-American men who do not necessarily think of themselves as gay, men who may be involved in sexual relations with both men and women, men on the down low or the DL. The CDC's Dr. Ron Wolitski surveyed more than 400 men in cities across the country to try to get a sense of who they are. He says the term itself can be misleading.
The DL phenomenon is clearly not limited to the black community, and many men who consider themselves to be on the DL do not have a primary female sex partner. Some men who think of themselves as being on the DL identify as gay. This means that our HIV prevention efforts should focus on reducing specific behaviors of both men and women, and men who have both male and female partners, rather than on labels like the down low, which may mean very different things to different people.
And while many believe that the down low has contributed to a high rate of HIV among women in the African American community, Dr. Ron Valdezari of the CDC says it's important to remember who is most at risk.
Certainly, HIV/AIDS is a serious health problem for African American women. No one is denying that. But when we look at the numbers among African American males who are infected with HIV, the majority are infected through same-sex contact.
For those who doubt the data showing nearly half of the African-American men who frequent gay bars and nightclubs are infected with HIV, Valdezari says there's every reason to think it is a reliable estimate.
This wasn't just a one-site convenient sample of someone showing up at a bar and saying to these guys, would you like to participate in this study? There were multiple venues, and furthermore, there was work done a few years back that had similar results. So I would say that there's a great deal for concern among African-American MSM.
Among white gays, a major factor contributing to a resurgence of HIV is the use of methamphetamine. It started on the West Coast in the 1980s, but is now being widely used in New York, Chicago, and Florida, where up to 17% of gay men report using the drug. Dr. Grant Colfax of the Department of Health in San Francisco says that to put that into perspective, you have to understand that meth use among gays is 3 to 4 times higher than it is in the general population.
We will not be able to effectively address the HIV epidemic among men who have sex with men until we get the methamphetamine epidemic under control in this population.
And surveys show increasing use of the drug among African Americans as well. Sometimes, however, men assume they are behaving responsibly. Brown University's Dr. Ken Mayer surveyed more than 100 gay clients at his Boston clinic who had been HIV positive for about 10 years. Mayer says they opted for oral sex or not to penetrate their partners and believed that if their viral load was undetectable, they would not transmit the virus.
So these findings suggest that many HIV-infected men are using information about viral load and about their partner's serostatus, and they're adopting different sexual practices in an effort to protect their partners from infection. So that's the good news. The bad news is that some of the information that people are using to inform their beliefs may still lead to a risk of transmission to partners.
Gay men in these various communities are beginning to come together to deal directly with these issues. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.